girlfriend sounds more respectable.
Okay. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "You've been
kissing."
Any older words for that? Old-fashioned words?
I never heard about that.
Okay. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to, what would you say she did to him?
Refused his proposal. Broke his heart.
Okay, and you might say they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
split.
Alright. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you might say she...
ended it.
Alright. She didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got...
married.
And the man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride...
maid of honor. Or matron of honor.
Did you ever hear of a very noisy sort of party after a wedding where people come to the couple's house and they beat on drums and shoot guns?
No, never.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a chivalry?
Of a what?
Chivalry.
Meaning what?
Meaning that kind of a party.
No.
All right. There was a wild party going on, and somebody called the police. You might say the police didn't just arrest one or two of them, they arrested...
the entire group.
Another way of saying that?
The whole crowd.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music?
Dancing.
All right. Are there various kinds of dancing, not names of specific dances, but...
square dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll. Slow dancing. That's all I know.
All right. If children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school does what?
Let's out.
Mm-hmm. And after vacation, they say when does school?
Take up.
Okay. If a boy left home to go to school, but he didn't make it, you would say that he...
played hooky.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it were a college...
skipped.
Pardon?
Skipped.
If it were a college student, what would you say he did?
Cut.
Okay. You go to school to get an...
oh. To get a diploma.
Or to get an. No, you don't. It really,
education.
Okay, the diploma is just a symbol.
I'm sorry.
Okay. After high school, you might go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Mm-hmm. Somebody left a note on the child's
desk.
Uh-huh. And the classroom has a lot of
desk.
Mm-hmm. Building especially for books is a
warehouse.
Building.
I'm sorry, bookstore.
Room in the school where you go to
library.
Okay. You mail a package at the
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town in a
motel.
Or
hotel.
Mm-hmm. You see a play at the
theater.
Mm-hmm. You had an operation in the
hospital.
You're taken care of by a
doctor.
Or
nurse.
Mm-hmm. And you catch a train at the
depot.
Another term for that?
Railroad station.
Good. If a piece of furniture is not sitting as the piano is, but is sitting more or less at an angle across a corner, how would you describe that? Or would you have a term for it?
Facing you? Perpendicular?
No, it's not really, it's not sitting perpendicular or parallel, it's sitting more or less diagonally across the corner. Or it's not sitting straight, it's sitting...
I would have a term for that.
Or if you were walking across a field and you didn't go...
Straight, you
cut across it, would you have a term?
Catty-corner.
Catty-corner?
Yeah.
Is that just walking? Would that refer to the furniture, too?
Catty corner. Would it refer to a direction more than anything?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live? Catty corner from my house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Vehicles that used to run on tracks with a wire overhead before they had buses?
Trolley cars.
Okay. You might say to the bus driver, the next corner is where?
I want off.
All right, good. Goodness, I don't know what the city would be in your